Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Hoosier football optimism a little bit different this fall. Two words, Kurt Cignetti. First fall practice, the new era underway. Hashtag win. One player who will be looked to lead and win, one of 13 brought in from James Madison, linebacker Aiden Fisher, who lost his father and his stepfather to cancer. But the tragedies has brought him even closer to his mother and two sisters, and it's why he'll be wearing jersey number 4 this season. Quite a young man who relayed his story at last week's Big Ten Media Day.
You know, I'm not looking for a pity story, no matter where I go. I think the biggest thing is just you're putting people's lives for a reason, in my opinion. Not only me, but those men in my life. They taught me some things that I've never thought that I'd be able to learn from people. There's always hope in something. You know, you lose a lot of people along the way. There's always a positive in something, and, you know, as long as you keep going and you can get anywhere you want to be in life.
Wow. Let's line up behind number 4, huh? And I tell you, coming out of spring practice, defensive coordinator Brian Haynes says we will. Aiden Fisher, he's known as the quarterback of the defense here early on. Reds, Cubs, pregame tonight, 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the pads are on for the Colts. Makes no difference for Michael Pittman Jr. The heart and soul of the Colts offense, he wants to win and win badly. What's another fight? Takes things seriously out there. Meanwhile, while Jelani Woods is back healthy, Will Mallory, one of my favorites last year, turning in the season he had. Offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter, the excitable one. Well, he's relishing the thought how impactful that the tight ends could be here with Anthony Richardson healthy and this, this position becoming even more flexible in the offense.
Yeah, it's a great group. It's a really interesting group because different guys do different things really, really well. For us as coaches, it's important this time of year to let all the guys try all the different roles out, right? Gosh, maybe you catch the ball a little bit more last year for us. You caught the ball a little bit more for us in the offense. Well, this year, gosh, let's see how you're blocking, right? Let's try that out. Or you're doing certain types of blocks last year. Let's try some other stuff. We're going to give them a shot to do that and find out what we got.
Colts offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter on that very, very flexible tight end group. Reds on the radio, Cubs game 3 of the series, pregame 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.